understand, a football friend in South Africa's commercial capital has some listener feedback for us this evening.
Kim, joining us once again from Johannesburg, is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, why don't you open your mailbag and sample a comment or two from our Voice of America listeners in Africa?
Yes, Sonny, a very interesting letter from Jude Ugio Moa. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Jude is from Lagos in Nigeria. He compliments the sunny side of sport, and it's always nice to hear those sort of views. And he's particularly interested in my views on the chances of the five African qualifiers for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. I'll start off with Nigeria. And as I've said before, on the sunny side of sport, I believe they can qualify for the second round. Nigeria are in the same group as Argentina, who are obviously the favorites. I mean, you just got to mention the name Lionel Messi. One feels one of the stars of the entire tournament. So I'm saying Argentina will win this group. And then it's a battle really between Nigeria, Bosnia, and Iran for second place. And I see no reason why the Super Eagles, particularly if they can just sharpen up their attack a little bit, cannot make it as group runners-up. I think they're one of the best chances Africa has at the finals of advancement to the second round, which is, of course, Sonny, the knockout stage. You've got 32 countries initially, and there's eight groups, and the winners and runners-up in each group will go through to the second round, and then it's knockout all the way. You've got a last 16, a last eight, a last four, and then finally, of course, the last two. Cameroon, I don't believe their chances are that hot, unfortunately. They're in the same group as the hosts and the title favorite, Brazil. And just as I said, Argentina should win their group. Well, I think all bets are off on the fact that Brazil are hot favorites to win their group. So once again, you've got a situation of three countries fighting for one place. You've got Mexico, Croatia, and Cameroon. Cameroon have not really done well, in my opinion. They beat what I felt was a very disappointing Tunisian side 4-1 in a playoff to qualify for the finals. And since then, of course, I'm not reading too much into it, but nevertheless, it must be pretty demoralizing for the players to lose 5-1 to Portugal. I think that was a reality check. What I did say at the time on your show, Sonny, and I stand by it, is that if you're going to get hammered 5-1, 3 months before the tournament is a good time. You don't want to go very confident to Brazil and then get a pasting there. So the Cameroonians, I think, know exactly where they stand now, and that may help them a lot. Nevertheless, I've got a hunch it could well be Mexico who will finish runners-up in that group. They've got a pretty good track record in the first round at World Cups. Next up are Ivory Coast. Now, they had terribly tough draws in 2006. And also in 2010, and I think they've got a slightly better chance this time. But it's a tough group, and really, Colombia, Japan, and Greece are going to be no walkovers. But you feel this time there is a real chance for the Ivory Coast. The last time they were up against Brazil and Portugal, and I kept insisting that the Ivorians would not make it, despite the fact that they had this star-studded team who are known as the Golden Generation. Well, the Golden Generation still haven't picked up any gold. They failed on five occasions as favorites to win the Africa Cup of Nations. And this, Sonny, surely is the swan song for the likes, particularly of Didier Drogba.
Hi, Didier Drogba, striker from Ivory Coast.
Didier is the corer. Probably Yaya Touré as well. You know, time is running out, and one feels that after the World Cup, the Ivorians have got to look at rebuilding their side, creating a new national squad. But I would give Ivory Coast a 50-50 chance. I think with the Colombians, I've made them favorites in the past, but there is doubts about their injured striker Falcao, and he's a crucial factor in the Colombian side. And if he's missing, that can only enhance the chances of the Ivorians. So 50-50 chance there for Ivory Coast. Ghana were the team we all felt would do best among the African sides, but that was before the draw was made. And come the draw, we discovered that Ghana are going to have to face Germany and Portugal. And that's a double whammy. That's not what you want when you go into the first round of a competition. And good though the Black Stars are, they can call on a lot of big-name players. I just cannot see them finishing above Germany and Portugal. I think the Germans and the Portuguese are going to finish first and second in that group. And that leaves us with Algeria, who had a very poor World Cup in South Africa in 2010, with just 1 point, and they didn't score a single goal in 3 matches. Now, this time, they've got South Korea, they've got Belgium, and they've got Russia. Now, Belgium are many people's tip as one of the dark horses for the competition. I mean, among their stars, they've got the Chelsea midfielder, Hazard. The Russians are back at the World Cup. They missed out on South Africa in 2010. They've got a very wily coach in Fabio Capello. And I think logic suggests that it's going to be Belgium and Russia. And also watch out for the South Koreans. They've made a habit recently of reaching the last 16. They're very fit. And it's difficult, really, to see Algeria progressing from that group. So to summarize, I believe Nigeria and Ivory Coast stand the best chances of making the last 16 among the 5 African qualifiers.
David, you mentioned Lionel Messi, the midfield magician for Barcelona. If your head coach, Stephen Keshi, of the African champion Super Eagles, how do you devise a defense to contain Messi?
Sonny, that's the $64 billion question. You watch the Spanish La Liga every weekend. Teams, they come to Barcelona, they pack their defenses, you know, 4 defenders, 4 midfielders. And somehow this man always finds a way through. It's very difficult. I mean, one thing that has changed in football is a lot of coaches now prefer zonal marking to man-to-man marking. And I've always felt that with Messi, perhaps the answer might be man-to-man marking. I think it's worth a try, where you designate a particular player and say to him, stick with Messi. You don't expect anything constructive from that player. He's going to be too busy on the defensive. But nevertheless, if Messi goes to the left wing, you trail him there. If he goes to the right, you trail him there. But typical Messi goal, Sonny, you find he gets the ball well outside the penalty area, and then he just dribbles, and then he plays these beautiful 1-2s with his Barcelona teammates. Now, initially with Argentina, his form was not so good. He really struggled. But in the last year or so, I'm afraid this is bad news for Nigeria and everybody else that's going to face the Argentinians, Messi has upped his game. I think Argentina have improved and Messi has improved. And you're now seeing some of that passing and beautiful dribbling with him in the national team that we normally are used to seeing when he's playing for Barcelona. So Keshi, yeah, Sonny, that's a really difficult one. I don't really believe that Nigeria can hold Argentina. I think what they have to do is concentrate on beating Iran and also Bosnia-Herzegovina. I'm reasonably confident they'll see off the Iranians. Bosnia will be a tougher kettle of fish, but I also believe the Nigerians can win that game. And that one, Sonny, Nigeria against Bosnia, that might well be the game that decides who finishes runners-up. So let's keep our fingers crossed for the Super Eagles.
Fingers crossed, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. And we'll hear more soccer-licious insights from David later this week. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African youth football, Ghana is going after its second consecutive victory this evening at the FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup in Costa Rica. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, has that story as well as other sports news.
Bronze medalist Ghana played Germany in a Group B fixture at the FIFA Women's Under-17 World Cup in Liberia, Costa Rica today, Tuesday. A win will guarantee Ghana a place in the second round, having won their opening match. Meanwhile, in a clash of tournament debutants in the capital, San Jose, Zambia need to beat Venezuela to get their campaign back on track after they lost their opening match. Meanwhile, Algerian Jamel Belmadi has been appointed coach of the Qatar national team, the Qatar Football Association revealed in Doha on Monday. Belmadi had a measure of success at club football in Qatar over the past decade and is charged with qualifying the Qatar for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Turning to athletics, Ethiopian Jacob Jarso ran a lifetime best of 2 hours, 6 minutes and 17 seconds to win the Seoul International Marathon in the South Korean capital on Sunday. Kenyan runner-up Stephen Chemlani also achieved a personal best of 2 hours, 6 minutes and 24 seconds, while third-placed Kenyan Gilbert Kirwa was 20 seconds adrift. Meanwhile, Hella Kiprop of Kenya won the women's race in a personal best of 2 hours, 27 minutes and 29 seconds. Ethiopian Ashu Kasim was second, while Namibian Hilaria Johannes was third. In New York, Kenyans Geoffrey Mutai and Sally Jepkoskei Kipyego carried the day at the New York City Half Marathon on Sunday. Finally, in motorsports, Ivory Coast's Gary Cheney and navigator Romain Comas won the Bandama Motor Rally in Abidjan, Ivory Coast on Sunday. Another Ivory Coast crew of Morifere Soumaoro and Philippe Garcia were runners-up ahead of the French entry of Marc Molini and Christian Tribut. Each crew drove a Mitsubishi Lancer Evo. The Bandama Motor Rally is the first event in the 2014 Africa Motor Rally Championship Series. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thanks, Mark. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm VOA Sunny Young.